Scandale satisfying? Is that to do in that fashion?
Oh, it's clearly another good performance by us as a footy club and against quality opposition and, you know, crosstown rival who we rate enormously to play football that way, particularly in the second half as well. I thought we were pretty strong first half as well, but, you know, I'm not sure that we've played a more dominant showdown. That's really pleasing for tonight, but we got to get on with it.
You midfield has been under the pump or under man tonight. Yeah. It seemed to all come together even without both
years. Yeah, good on them. Good on them, because the pressure was put on, and rightly so. They accept that pressure, and led by Ollie, I thought. They responded, and every week's like that. That's why we can win and lose. When our midfield is as strong as that, we get the territory game that we want. We get the battle we want. 18 plus 18 in clearance. You know, it was a significant event for them to do it, but they're going to continually do it.
Kept the foot on the throat though the whole game after that wave in the third quarter. Be pleased with that to stand up.
Yeah, clearly to play strong dominant game, to hold them to a score that's pretty low in their records, I think. For us to be able to hit 100, which is something we try to do, we had conditions that allowed us to do. I thought we seen the best parts of Port Adelaide tonight. I think defensively really strong. I thought, we talk about power 400, about the pressure that we put on and the heat that we put on. You know, we were really good in that. And all the other stuff comes off that, that contest stuff, and then our defensive heat and pressure allows us to run at opposition. And when we get those things together, obviously we can put together a strong performance.
You were clearly disappointed, or extremely disappointed, after the Dogs loss last week. Did you sort of see this one coming? Did you think there was a big performance brewing with the way that the guys were in the
field? Oh, look, they're a really good group. They're a better group. I know that's hard for people to accept, but that's the reality. They're a better group. You know, they know what they're trying to achieve. They work really hard. Look, we've trained incredibly well for a long period of this year, and we work really hard to become better every day as players and coaches. You know, and we have some ups and downs. We get it, and no one gets more frustrated. Let me be sure, no one gets more frustrated than the boys themselves. They want to play like that every week. They do their damnedest, and they get another opportunity next week.
Justin Westhoff, you called him a showdown specialist.
Yeah, might have been right.
He probably turned it on a bit, didn't he?
I thought he might have. Robbie goes okay at showdowns too, but Westy might have been close. I reckon might have been close. Really look, good people. Good people. Justin's a great person. Great person at our footy club, and been a really highly held amongst the playing group as the type of bloke he is and the people that they'd like to be. Westy's a great role model. Just going really pleased for him to come back and respond like he did.
How did he handle that? It must have been a difficult conversation for you to have and for him to accept it as a...
I said it was the hardest week I had in football, to drop Justin West off Paddy Ryder, the two boys who were been around for a long part of it, and Westy no more than anyone has been all around this footy club for a long time, so... Just proud of him. Good on him.
And Scott Bison obviously caught that knee injury early, but he battled hard tonight.
Super. And I said that to her just now in the rooms. I said, I really appreciate it, mate, that you were able to keep going through there. He copped knee on knee, which looks, they sort of look like PCLs when you see them, and they think that's going to rule you out, possibly. But he kept going. So I think, 8 days will do him the world of good, but hopefully he can get up again.
Is there any sort of damage there at
this
stage?
I don't know. How many knee scans? Yeah, wait till we see. He's got a bit of a history, but I think he's going to be okay when you consider he played out, obviously, 3.5 quarters like it, so you'd imagine he'll be okay.
And what can you say about Robbie Gray?
Not much. Not much, yeah. He's a great player. Been a great player for a long time. But again, he's one part of the team. I think that's really important to remember. I think the team performance was really even across the board tonight, because I actually said in the box just near the end, who wins the medal? I wasn't convinced that it was anyone in particular. Perhaps I could have rattled off 4 or 5 or 6 at least, I reckon, that I would have been pleased for them if they had won it. Rob gets the votes. Good on him. He's a fantastic player.
What's it say about him, like, 4 times against Adelaide to be the best?
I think that's 5, actually.
5, is it?
Yeah.
5, sorry.
Yeah, it's a pretty big number, isn't it?
Yeah.
In big games, I like, good on him. I mean, I don't want to talk about one player. I just like to talk about how good the team were together. Robbie's an important part of the team. Like last week, never rains, it pours, doesn't it? That's what happens, Goes out in the ground to do a warm-up, not a thing wrong with him. Not a thing wrong with him. Bends over to pick up a ground ball, back spasm. Tried everything he could. I seen him in the room 3 minutes before they went out, hitting and back and tackling people, and I thought, he's going to be okay. He went out in the ground, couldn't go. It was probably more important how good Pal Pepper was to be able to be sitting around doing not much, and then all of a sudden he's out there playing. He had a really strong start of the game and put him in the middle. It's a good result. Unfortunately for Trav, but a good result for Pep.
Finally, know this has become the million-dollar question, but...
Yeah, it is.
How do you harness the emotion in this sort of form and carry it? Do you do anything differently with the way you talk to them this week or training?
I just believe in the group, and I know people won't like that because we've been together. We've been this team that's given ourselves a chance to be better than we have been. But I'm going to say it again: it's a better group. It's a better group. It's not the same group. I got asked that question at the press conference. You know, inconsistent, unreliable, not trustworthy. I say this is a better group. This is a different group altogether, and they're learning. They're going to be a better team at some point. There'll be frustrations. I've said that before. There'll be frustrations.
Are you close to the final with your best 22 is, Ken? At this stage, we're around 16 now after a great win. Are you sort of closer to knowing what your best 22 looks like?
Well, I think we've got good depth. I think that's really important to acknowledge. We've got some good players who are still playing, you know, in the Magpies team tomorrow, and there's some really good depth that, you know, there could have been Power Pepper playing out there, could have been, you know, Ryder playing out there. I'm going to miss names, so I'm not going to talk about it, but there's a plenty of names that it could be there. So I think the key thing for us is that we continue to reward the players who deserve to be rewarded by form. And if you don't, you have to run a risk. And that's why I think we'll become better once we get really consistent in our own form.
Just on the game, Ken, it seemed like a really big, need to move the ball by hand, especially maybe in the first half, and I'll probably continue in the second half as well. But you really took the game on and, sort of try to cut the Crows through.
Yeah, that's not about the Crows. That's not one bit to do with the Crows. That's the way we want to play. I've said all year we haven't done it all year, so I keep going back to that spot. It's a bad spot. But we want to move the ball aggressively. We want to be bold with our ball movement when we get a chance. You know, when the conditions allow you to do that, we've shown a couple of times that we can actually do that pretty well. And it's something that we work at every day to keep getting better at. We've turned some ball over tonight, but tonight we didn't pay the price that we paid last week on the scoreboard. You know, we were able to be dominant for most of the game. I'm not so sure about that because I think they had a few rush points early in the game. I don't think it was all about... Yeah, we dodged a bullet for a little bit in that first quarter, but after that I thought we were pretty strong. We kicked well ourselves, which was pleasing too, wasn't it? 10-2 or something at one stage. That helps.
Are you surprised by this result at all?
No, I'm not. No, I think the team's capable. I know that. I know the team's capable. We've just got to continually... do that, and that's what happens when you become a good team. We're learning to become a good team. Be patient, we'll get there.
And aside from Scotty Lysa, did you pull up all right?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't had the medical report yet, but I imagine we're okay. Everyone played the game out, so I couldn't imagine being anything else. Thank you.
Thanks.